Chapter 5. The Only Way.
Tell it to me, said the nightingale. I am not afraid.
If you want a red rose, said the tree, you must build it out of music by moonlight and color it with the blood of your heart. You must sing to me with your breast against a thorn. All night long you must sing to me, and the thorn must pierce your heart. Your life blood must flow into my veins and become mine, but you will die.
Death is a great price to pay for a red rose, cried the nightingale, and life is very dear to all. Yet love is better than life. And what is the heart of a bird compared to the heart of a man?
The young student still had his head on his desk, and the tears were not yet dry in his eyes.
Be happy, cried the nightingale. Be happy. You will have your red rose. I will build it out of music by moonlight and color it with my own heart's blood.
The student looked up from the desk and listened, but he could not understand what the nightingale was saying to him. He only knew the things that are written down in books. But the tall tree by the window understood and felt sad, for it liked the little nightingale who had built her nest in its branches.
Sing me one last song, the tree said. I shall feel very lonely when you are gone.
So the nightingale sang to the tree, and her voice was peaceful. As the bird sang, the student listened.
The bird sings beautifully, but how sad it is that her songs don't mean anything, he thought to himself. They do no practical good.
He went across his room and lay down on his little bed. He began to think of the girl he loved, and after a time, he fell asleep.